MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, this probably doesn't come as a surprise to you, but South Africa's mining industry does remain on the back foot, losing as many as 7,000 jobs in the second quarter of this year. So how bad are things right now, and is there a recovery trajectory? Someone at the center of this debate is Minerals Council South Africa Chief Economist, Hego Pienaar, who joins me on the program. Hego, welcome to you. Maybe just elaborate on the key factors then driving these significant job losses in the sector, and I think particularly in the PGM sector.
Yes, good afternoon, Jeremy, and to the listeners. Yes, 100%. It is indeed in the PGM or the platinum group metals sector where we are seeing most of the retrenchments. Now, I think it's important to mention that Statistics South Africa, who releases the official job numbers, they don't split the mining sector into the different subcomponents. So they just give us the overall number for mining, which is then around the 7,000 job losses that you mentioned in the second quarter. But we, of course, know from company announcements the last 6 months or so that certainly the platinum industry or sector is the subcategory of domestic mining that is under most pressure. And that, to a very large extent, has to do with a low-price environment. So platinum, palladium, rhodium, the three key metals in PGMs, those prices have all been under significant pressure the last 18 months or so. And that is weighing heavily on profitability in that sector.
And I suppose, Hego, you've got to add to that rising input costs, particularly electricity and logistics, and that just compounds the problem.
So thankfully, Jeremy, on the PGM side, logistics is not really an issue because we basically fly out those exports. But certainly, if we think in the broader mining sector, the so-called bulk minerals, coal, iron ore, chrome and manganese, those sub-components have been heavily impacted by Transnet's logistic issues. And certainly, we are not just but the broader business community is working with government and Transnet to try and resolve those issues. On the power situation, you're 100% correct. We have, of course, received a very nice boost from the absence of load shedding or load curtailment in the mining sector since the end of March. But you are right, the electricity price increases. So now we don't have to worry that much about the availability of power anymore. But certainly the affordability of power remains a big concern. And just on that, Jeremy, we have heard, of course, from Eskom that they are requesting more than a 36% increase in electricity tariffs from next year, April, from NERSA, the energy regulator. And we would certainly be pushing back strongly against that quantum of increase. And not just from a mining sector perspective, but just from the economy in general, even households. We think that is just an untenable increase at this stage. At any stage.
You use the word untenable. Should there be an increase of anywhere between 30 and 40%, as is being suggested, what direct impact might that have on the mining industry and, again, particularly for job prospects?
So, Jeremy, it's interesting. We've every now and then the theme of beneficiation comes back. Certainly from government's point of view, since the formation of the GNU, if one talks about mining, there's been a lot of focus on beneficiation. Now, this is, of course, where you take the raw ores that the mines take out of the ground and you add value to them. But often this is through a smelting or a refining process, and that is very energy intensive. So it would certainly be those type of smelting operations, the beneficiation part of mining would come under particular pressure if we do see these types of increases.
Hugo, I'm trying to find some green shoots here, as economists like to talk about. Given that the PGM sector is a major employer in mining, but we are looking at macroeconomic improvements, lower inflation, as we've discussed, the absence of load shedding, are you in any way in the short to medium term seeing some kind of turn?
Yeah, so I think indeed, Jeremy. So if we just think of the cost of capital in South Africa, long-term interest rates, so along with inflation that has come down, a bit more optimism about South Africa's political outlook, those long-term interest rates have come down substantially the last 3 months or so. So definitely from a mining sector perspective, that is a positive. Perhaps just, you know, we speak about the PGMs and all of the difficulties there. The one lifeboat currently is what we're seeing in chrome. So chrome is often a byproduct of PGM mining. And the chrome price has been doing quite well. Strong demand from China. South Africa is one of the biggest producers of chrome in the world. And in fact, last year we had record exports, all-time high exports of chrome from South Africa. If we look at the numbers so far this year, we're going to surpass that record this year. So that chrome portion of the PGM mining sector to their revenue is increasing, and that is a support. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that there are parts of the South African mining sector that have grown quite strongly in recent years and continue to do so. Perhaps just very briefly, Jeremy, on copper is also a very interesting development. So our copper production has been in decline for many years, but with the sort of green transition minerals, the focus on copper, the high copper price, we are seeing an interesting reemergence of copper mining in the Northern Cape province. And if one looks at what some of the companies are saying, within the next 3 to 5 years, we have the potential to double our output or our production of copper. So it's certainly not all doom and gloom in the domestic mining sector.
And that's where I am going to leave it. Hugo Pinaar, thank you very much indeed. He is Chief Economist at the Minerals Council of South Africa.